The next patient is Gerald Capusta. The last name is K-A-P like in Peter, U-S like in Sierra, T like in Tango, E like in Alpha. Gerald, G-E-R-A-L-D. This is the clinical case of a 80-year-old white male that is following this clinic because of the presence of CKD stage 3B. The patient doesn't have significant proteinuria. He was recently admitted to a hospital with congestive heart failure. In the background is coronary artery disease, a status post coronary artery bypass graft, and a status post TAVR. Period. During the last visit, the patient, the last visit in September of 2022, he weighed 288 pounds. Now, after the hospital stay, the patient comes with 269 pounds. We are going to use this body weight as a reference for the management of the fluids. If he's under 269 pounds, he's going to hold the administration of bumetanide. And he, if he's over, he is going to take the medication. The fluid restriction of 45 ounces in 24 hours was explained and has to be enforced. The latest laboratory workup that was done the 18th of October of 2023, the serum creatinine is 1.8 and the BUN is 39 with an estimated GFR of 37.6 mLs per minute. The fasting blood sugar was 117, the serum electrolytes are with the normal limits, the liver function tests are with the normal limits. The patient has a protein creatinine ratio that is consistent with 230 milligrams per gram of creatinine. In other words, he remains stable. Number two, diabetes mellitus that has been under control, the hemoglobin A1C. Is 5.7%. Following number, arterial hypertension under control, blood pressure reading today is 123 over 65. Following number, that is evidence of anemia with the iron saturation that is 16%. The patient is recommended to start the iron replacement, take one tablet over the counter every day. Following number, hyperuricemia that is under control. Following number, obesity. The BMI is 34.6. Following number, the patient has osteoarthritis, most likely associated to the aging process and the presence of overweight. A lengthy explanation with the fluid of the fluid management was carried with the patient as well as the wife, because he is confused regarding the amount of fluid that he has to drink. it was emphasized the low sodium diet and the fluid restriction of 40 ounces in 24 hours. We are going to reevaluate him in January. We invested 8 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup in the face-to-face 25 minutes and the documentation 10 minutes.